If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
We just heard Orion Samuelson talk about Bob Collins when Spike Odello took over the WGN Morning Show. The fun continued, didn't it, Spike?
Oh, boy. Boy, did we have fun. Yeah. Good morning, Robert. Hello, Chicagoland. How are you?
Good to hear your voice, Spike. You know, you're the perfect person to talk about what I admired most about Orion. Everybody knows his resume, all his great achievements, but not enough can be said, I don't think, about how he embraced the new breed of younger WGN personalities. Not only did he not look down his nose at change, he embraced it happily, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, although I will throw this caveat in there. I heard the interview earlier that you had with him about when Uncle Bobby came along and he was so different. It took a little bit to warm up. I got a little bit of that, too. I kind of wondered if he liked me. I didn't know if he did or not. But I said this in my Facebook post yesterday. It was my ambition, my mission to make him like me. And I did. And man, am I glad I did.
You and Bob, though, really brought out another side of Orion that people didn't hear before. I don't know if Orion even knew he had that side. You made him an entirely different personality in a way, didn't you?
Well, we tried our best to hip him up a little bit, you know, make him a little more hip at times. And some of the things we had him read or say, we were just on the floor laughing. We just couldn't believe that was coming out of the big O's mouth. It was hilarious.
And people loved it. Talk about how he was off the air, Spike.
Well, he was, I've heard people describe this already today in some of the tributes that I've read. He was as kind off the air as he was on the air. He made you feel welcome, comfortable. He had a smile, a great smile, a great handshake. You were his friend if you met him. That's the way he was. He was just he loved to party. He loved to, if you were out in Arizona, which we were a lot with the Cubs, we'd go out to his place there, and boy, did we have some great times at restaurants with him and Ron Santo. He loved life, and I can't think of many people who lived it more to the fullest than he did.
This was a post that Lyle Dean put on his Facebook page. Let me read this. Lyle wrote, "I considered myself lucky to be in Orion's circle of friends, but until the outpouring of emotions and memories upon his passing, I had no idea how big that circle was. His nickname, Big O, referred to his physical stature and booming voice, but it should have included everything about the man. So many people are expressing their personal memories. How could this farm kid from the Kickapoo Valley touch so many lives for so long and never forget his roots? He was an amazing example of the best America can achieve. Enjoy your latest power nap, my friend." That kind of says it all. And that's kind of what you were saying, too, about him. Everything was big about him.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking as you read that, you know, you and I are lucky enough to sit in that seat, that WGN Morning Show seat, where some legends have sat. Wally Phillips, the guy who basically invented modern-day talk radio. Bob, who seamlessly took over that and grew it. They are both Hall of Famers and both legends, and not to take anything at all away from those guys, but the Big O transcended even that. He took his craft to the Radio Hall of Fame, and he took it to television. And people don't realize it. Big O was known coast to coast on both coasts with his agricultural reports. He was known internationally. He was a sought after speaker. He took it to different levels. So Big O was huge. I mean, the name Big is not big enough. I always called him the large circumference.
Yeah, I talked about that earlier this morning, how farmers, not just in the Midwest, but all over the country, would have a picture of Orion on the wall, kind of like today, the young girls with Taylor Swift. I mean, he was an idol of the farm community for sure. And then I think
he was the Bruce Springsteen of all the farm shows.
Thanks to you and Bob Collins, he became a personality that kind of transcended farm news and agriculture reports. And like you say, when you guys had him reading all kinds of bizarre things that kind of went counter to his personality, it was fantastic. Yeah.
And it was. I tell you who I can't forget today. Everybody says, well, he lived a good life, and that kind of goes over everybody's head. Well, yeah, he did live a good life, a full life, as I said earlier. But I kind of feel for, obviously, Gloria, his wife, who loved him, who adored him. But I feel for Max and Lottie Kearns today. Max and Lottie and Big O, you cannot believe how hard that job is. And how much work they did and how much they put out on a daily basis. One guy would be in California, the other guy would be in Florida, but Lottie was the one that made sure it all worked, it all came together, and every hour a report was on the air. They never missed a beat. It was an amazing, tight little machine they had going there, and they were beyond successful, just huge.
Max Armstrong worked with them for, 46 years? And then you think of his 60 years at WGN and the seismic changes in everything at the radio station, the business itself, and he just kind of went with all of the changes happily. And as I said earlier, that's kind of what I really admire about him. And, you know, you try to take some of that and make it part of your personality, too.
Yeah, you know, I guess maybe I shouldn't say this, but I will. What the heck? I'm not working there anymore. there was a time a few years back where, and I don't, you know what I'm talking about. We didn't know what was going on at the station for a while. There was ownership changes. There was management changes. We didn't know what direction it was going to go in, quite honestly. And there was some frustration. It was included in that. I even contemplated whether I was going to stay at WGN. I mean, I never let it go to the air, obviously, but, you know, these were conversations that I would take to Orion. You know, during a commercial break, I would tell him this or tell him that. And after a couple of weeks of confiding with him, he put down his paper and he looked up at me. He says, "Listen, Odell," he says, "you have two choices. You can either write your resignation letter and hand it in, or you can shut up and do your job and enjoy it." And there was a pause, and I kind of looked down, and he kind of looked at me, and then after about 4 or 5 seconds, he says, "But if you leave, you're really going to tick me off." So I thought, you know what, okay, lesson learned. Yeah, I'll shut up and do my job.
Yeah, that says a lot for the way Orion was. Spike Odell, I hope it's warmer in Tennessee this morning than it is in Chicago here.
Oh, buddy, I tell you, 30 degrees here. I know you're cold up there, and it's election day, but as a former Chicagoan, I want you to know, I've already voted twice down here.
Old habits die hard. All right, listen, would it kill you to send me a fresh Google cluster once in a while? Come on.
Ooh, girl, I guess I could do that, yeah. Well, an RC?
Yeah, why not? Well, that I can get fresh air. It's Spike Odell. Always good to be with you. Have a good day, Spike. Stay healthy.
Bob, thanks for calling.
We've been talking about Orion Samuelson all morning. Our friend Dave Ennett joins us now. And Dave, I can't think of too many people who go back further with the Big O than you. Do you remember the first time you met him?
I do, Bob. Good morning. It was... when I started at WGN, we were on Bradley Place and 1984. And what I remember about meeting Ori, and I think this will resonate with anyone who's ever met him, was he introduced himself to me. I was the new kid, of course, and kind of intimidated by all these legends walking around in the studios there. And he said, "Hello, I'm Orion," and stuck out his hand, and that was, I think, a great way to kind of break the ice. And then for years and years, we sat next to each other in the studio, in the Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. He was on my right side many a morning. He would do the agribiz, and I would do the sports.
He was an intimidating presence until you got to know him, right?
Absolutely. And I was. When I met him, I mean, because you remember the people who were around the station at that time were the kind of the last of a breed, right? They were people like Wally Phillips and Jack Brickhouse, and Harry Carey was over there at that time, and I mean, you could go on with the names. and really, I mean, you think about it, Orion was very much part of that group. I mean, he was somebody who did everything in the business and announced the JFK assassination to his radio audience and did all those remote broadcasts every day. The noon show was one place or another. And so certainly had every reason in the world to kind of be all high and mighty towards the young people coming into the business, but he did not come across that way at all. He was down to earth, welcoming, and always supportive.
Yeah, it was amazing. He just rolled with the changes, didn't he? He wasn't one of those, in my day, things were different, not like today. He wasn't one of those guys ever. I never heard him say that ever.
No. I mean, it was interesting because he and I went through various iterations of the morning show over the years and with different hosts. And look, he did. He would have fun. He rolled with the punches. I don't remember much about the days when he and I were in adjoining. We actually shared an office suite in the old Tribune Tower where he had to walk into the sports office to get into his office. And that was during like the Brandmeier era. And I don't remember specifically what Orion thought of that, because the show was much different back then. But he was always willing to have a good time and to have fun on the air. And I think that's one of the things that people loved about him.
Absolutely. I don't think he ever got fully over Bob Collins' death. Do you?
No. And you know, I think the morning that Bob died, the day that everything happened, I remember it was about 8:30. It was during Paul Harvey. I think it was just the three of us in the studio, Orion, Bob, and me. And I still remember the conversation with Bob asking Orion, "Hey, it's a great day. You want to go flying this afternoon?" But Orion always had such a busy calendar, and he said, "No, I've got this, that today." And in those days following Bob's death, whether it was the funeral, the public memorial, the private service around the Collins household, I just remember Orion being a dominant figure who kind of just sort of took control and kind of comforted everyone, and certainly Christine and everybody in that situation. But I do think that was something that he always said that was his best friend, and they looked forward to going out to Arizona and watching the desert go by.
I hope they're together now, and it's always good to talk to you, Dave Bennett. Thank you for sharing some of your memories of the great Big O.
You bet. Thanks, Bob.